Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into something pretty mind-bending today.
Yeah, this one's out there, especially for those of you in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. You know, keeping it local.
Exactly. You know how we do, bringing the big questions down to earth right here in Southeast Houston.
Right. And today's question, well, it's a doozy. Are we sure about how gravity works?
Whoa, okay, jumping right in. Gravity, it's like the most basic thing keeps our feet on the ground, right?
You'd think so, right? But the stuff we're looking at today, well, it's making some waves, questioning the fundamentals.
I'm intrigued. So, what are we working with here? What's got you questioning Isaac Newton?
So I've got this document all about some wild physics simulations. And get this, they're simulating particles without gravity. Then there's this YouTube video, Terence proves gravity is an effect, not a cause. Bold claim right there.
Definitely attention grabbing. THP development videos, the channel, right? So, are they saying gravity doesn't exist?
Not exactly. It's more like, what if gravity isn't the cause of things attracting, but the result?
Okay, my brain's already doing backflips. Simulations, no gravity. Walk me through this.
Okay, so imagine normal computer animation, right? You've got keyframes like snapshots, and the computer fills in the movement.
Right, like those flip books we had as kids.
Exactly. But these simulations, no keyframes, just particles, digital ones with mass, like real particles.
So they're not telling these particles how to move.
Nope. They're setting up these external forces, vortexes, like tiny tornadoes and magnetic fields, and letting the particles react.
No gravity pulling them together internally. So how do they, do anything?
That's the wild part. They do. Those vortexes and magnetic fields, that's the only toolkit they're using.
And from that, they're trying to get what? Planets and galaxies to form? Sounds like a tall order.
Oh, it gets weirder. The way they arrange these vortexes is key. They call it the linchpin configuration.
Linchpin. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
So, how do you build a cosmic linchpin?
It's four vortexes, all pointing at the same center. You've got your main one vertical, like a classic tornado.
Okay, got it. Picture that. Then what?
Then you space out three more around it, 120 degrees apart, like pizza slices. But here's the catch.
They're not straight up and down, are they? Something
Oh.
about 109.5 degrees. I swear I've heard that somewhere.
You got it. It's the angle between the main vortex and those three others. And yeah, it pops up in nature, like in water molecules.
So they're not just making this up. There's like real world grounding to this linchpin idea.
Right. And get this, when these vortexes hit those particles, boom, complex systems just emerge.
Wait, so they're not programming a solar system to form. It's like happening organically from the vortexes.
Exactly. Like planets, galaxies, even those weird plasmoid things scientists are always going on about.
And they say these simulated systems are doing things real planets and galaxies do. That's a lot to swallow.
Right. But check this out. They're seeing these organized structures that look like, well, plasma and magnetic fields.
Okay, those are like the building blocks of the universe, right?
Exactly. And then there are these flows, currents, almost like winds on Earth or ocean currents, even cyclones.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying they're getting weather patterns from vortexes, no earth, no atmosphere even, right?
Right. And there's more. These simulations are even showing continental drift-like movements, like crust shifting around.
That's a lot. So it's not just pretty pictures. This is mirroring some serious cosmic stuff.
It is. And you remember that 109.5 degree thing? They're saying that's why Saturn's got that hexagon on its pole.
That freaky hexagon. I remember seeing pictures. Scientists are still debating what causes that.
Well, this simulation, just with the vortexes and no gravity, it makes a hexagon. And there's more.
Lay it on me. What else is popping up in vortex land?
They're getting counter rotation at the poles, like on the Sun and Jupiter, you know. Poles spinning opposite the equator.
Trippy. Okay, I'm starting to see why this is a deep dive. This is heavy stuff.
It is. And the galaxies they're simulating, they're forming spiral arms just like we see in real galaxies.
Spiral arms? Like those iconic galaxy shapes everyone knows.
Yeah. And not only that, but they're saying the way the mass is spread out in their simulations.
It matches how real galaxies are warped and uneven. I'm starting to think these guys are onto something.
They might be. Now, the document does get kind of technical, talking about hyperbolic geometric inertial systems and stuff.
Yeah, I saw those words too, let's
Yeah.
just say. Not exactly a light reading before bed.
Right. But basically, it means the motion in these simulations is happening in a wonky kind of space.
Wonky how?
Think like moving on a curved surface, not a flat grid. Things behave differently, and there's this asymmetry to it all.
Asymmetry.
Yeah, things spinning in a certain direction, not perfect mirror images, just like we see in the real universe.
Okay, I think I got the gist. But enough about the brainy document. Let's get to the YouTube video. Terence proves gravity. Big claim.
Right. They jump right in with a visual model. It's this donut shape, a toroid, to represent a magnetic field, just for a reference.
So not actually part of the simulation, more like a visual aid.
Right. Then, boom, two sets of those spinning vortexes, just like tornadoes, they say, pointing inwards.
And I bet this is where Mr. Lynchpin makes his grand entrance again.
You know it. Same setup, one top vortex, three below, spaced out perfectly, tilted at that magic 109.5 degrees.
Flat space, they called it, right? Yeah. Where the particles are hanging out?
Yep. And they've got these particles, three sets, each with a specific weight, but no gravity in the code.
Okay, I feel like a broken record here, but seriously, no gravity?
None. Just vortexes, magnetic poles north and south, and a touch of vibration for good measure. That's it.
And what happens when they unleash the vortexes? Do we get a big bang, or...?
You actually see structures form. And here's the kicker. That hexagon on Saturn, they're getting that on the top of the simulation.
No way. Just from the vortexes, that's some serious validation right there.
And hold on, there's more. Those heavy particles, they clump in the middle, form a shell. Sound familiar?
Like Saturn's core, under all that gas.
Exactly. And the lighter particles, they're swirling around, making a counter-rotating atmosphere, just like Saturn.
It's like they're rebuilding Saturn piece by piece, but with a totally different instruction manual.
Right, and the magnetic field. It's strong at the poles in the simulation, just like Saturn. They even say it could be how auroras form.
Wait, the northern lights? Those are connected to Saturn's magnetic field.
That's what they're suggesting. And it leads to a mind-blowing idea.
Hit me.
If planets form from outside forces, not just internal ones, what if we could, like, control atmospheres by tweaking those fields?
Oh, that's some sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, we've got folks controlling the weather here in Houston with cloud seeding, right?
Right. And this is, like, next-level terraforming, maybe. Totally different from how we usually think about planets forming.
Yeah, all that talk about nuclear fusion, hot cores, iron spinning around. Yeah, that's all internal, right?
Exactly. This is saying, nah, the universe is pushing and pulling. That's what shapes things. Big shift in thinking.
Okay, I'm on board so far. But they weren't done with the simulations, were they? Galaxies are a whole other beast.
You know it. So they simplify things a bit for the galaxy sim. Weaker magnetic field overall, and just four vortexes.
And two sets of particles, different masses, right, to make it more realistic.
Yep. And they run this thing, and matter seems to be coming from inside the galaxy, spiraling out.
Like backwards from how we usually picture galaxies forming.
Right. And then they stop it at a specific point. 504 frames.
504? What's so special about that number?
They don't really explain it, but at that point, the simulated galaxy looks just like the Milky Way, according to NASA.
No way. Like a perfect match.
Well, close enough to freak them out. They're even getting those weird tentacles at the edges of the Milky Way's arms.
And the central bulge with that X shape and how the mass is spread out. That's all lining up, too.
Yep. All that with zero gravity, just those four vortexes doing their thing.
Okay. I am officially mind blown. So gravity's out, vortexes are in. Is that what we're taking away here?
Hold on, there's one more layer to this. They start talking about particles not being spheres, but all shapes.
All shapes. Come on, now they're just messing with us, right?
I know, right? But they're saying maybe at the, like, atomic level, stuff's more complex than we think. And this linchpin thing.
It's not just for planets and galaxies. It's like the blueprint for matter itself.
That's the implication. They don't really flesh it out in the video, though.
I kind of wish they did.
Yeah.
Now, was this about a dark side perspective? Is this getting spooky now?
No, no ghosts here. It's more like we usually focus on the bright stuff, right? Stars, galaxies, things emitting light.
Makes sense. Those are the things we see, right?
Right. But what if the real action is in the contraction, the inward pull, the vortexes? That's the dark side.
Like the unseen forces shaping what we do see. I kind of dig that.
Me too. And they're saying that energy transfer between particles is key to this.
Okay, back to particles. Energy transfer. Explain.
So when particles get close, they're saying energy jumps between them. This is what makes things dynamic, makes them come alive.
So it's not just about the vortexes themselves. It's what they do to the particles, how they make them interact.
Right. And they talk about this back and forth between a stable state, maybe a basic particle, and a more complex all-shape state.
So things are constantly shifting between basic and complex, driven by energy from those vortexes.
Exactly. And that all shape is where the linchpin comes back in. Like, it's fundamental to how matter works at that level.
Okay, that is wild. So bottom line, what are they claiming here?
They're saying that everything we see in the universe, all the bright stuff, might be the result of these four forces coming together at the atomic level, shaped by the linchpin. It's a totally different way of looking at things.
Yeah, it kind of makes gravity seem like an afterthought, almost.
Right. Like, it's not the cause, it's the effect of all this other stuff happening.
Whoa. So for folks here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena, we're questioning gravity today. Who knew?
Right. It's a model, a way of thinking, but it really makes you wonder what else we might be missing.
Yeah, that's what I love about these deep dives, you know, expanding how we see the world, even the universe.
Totally. And it's not just about space, right? What about the forces that shape our lives here, locally?
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Like, what are the vortexes in Deer Park driving change?
Exactly. Maybe it's economic trends or how information spreads or even just how people interact.
So like these scientists, we can question the assumptions we make about our own community.
Right. Thinking critically about what's really driving things can help us find new solutions.
New ways to improve things, build a better Southeast Houston, right here, right now.
Absolutely. It's about being open to new ideas, questioning what we think we know. That's how change happens.
And hey, that's what the deep dive is all about. Getting you thinking, getting you engaged, making a difference locally.
And if you're digging these deep dives, if you're finding value in what we're doing,
head over to thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link's in the show notes. Every bit helps us keep these conversations going.
Because the universe, whether it's out there or right here in our backyard, it's full of mysteries. It's up to us to explore them.
And who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to discover the next big thing right here in Southeast Houston.
Keep thinking, keep questioning, keep acting locally. That's what matters.